Time now for our fortnightly chat with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Now, it's that point of the year where you start forgetting about warm summer evenings and we start to talk about things like colds and coughs. So what are some of the questions people have been coming in and asking you around these, Elizabeth?
Well, what's happening right now is that with schools going back, plus the weather, as you say, not being as good, children particularly are picking up viruses. And of course, everyone's worried it could be the COVID virus. But what we're tending to find, certainly around this locality, is if anyone is getting tested, then it's mainly coming back with a negative result. But that, of course, can change all the time.
What have you been giving the children?
Yeah, paracetamol, that's, of course, very useful if they have a painful sore throat. There's also something called benzodiamine. You can get it, for example, in a spray form, and that can be directed at the back of the throat. And because it's anti-inflammatory, that can bring a lot of relief. So it's worthwhile asking your pharmacist about that.
I know family members of mine get different shapes and colours of their regular medicines. Why is that, Elizabeth?
Well, right now, Barry, there's lots of shortages. And now there are lots of reasons for that. The MHRA, that's the body that oversees licensing of medicines, which includes safety checks. They might, for example, discover a fault in a particular medicine, a particular batch. It might be as simple as the wrong strength leaflet put into a certain box of medicine. And of course, a complete medicine recall happens. And also, I have talked before about maybe a contaminant in a medicine, that was ranitidine. Now, that itself is causing problems because all the medicines in the same class as ranitidine, for example, cimetidine and famotidine, they are now all in short supply as everybody's trying to get hold of them. Sometimes the pharmacist has to source a different make of the same generic medicine, and that's where different colours and shapes come in. I would like to reassure your listeners that the active ingredient, and that's whatever you're getting the medicine for, is exactly the same, no matter what make you get. And that will help with whatever condition you have. And also there's things like wholesalers, maybe staff off, whether it's COVID or other reasons. And the distribution chain at the moment is quite fragile for pharmacies, but we are all working hard to get the medicines for you.
Can people become allergic to one particular brand of medicine?
Yeah, that can happen. I've got several patients who have adverse effects from one brand and therefore and not the other. When a tablet is manufactured, they use different excipients. That's to make up the tablet. You've maybe heard of E numbers, for example, Barry, and that gives the tablets their distinctive colour, and people can be allergic to them.
Do people often ask for specific brands then when they come in?
Yeah, and this is where the pharmacist comes in, Barry. I mean, the doctor will specify the medicine name on the prescription. And then the pharmacist, we can choose the make. What I do with my patients is I mark on the PMR, now that's the patient medication record on our computer, that if a particular brand is required, then where possible, we source the brand for them. Of course, back to the original problem, if that brand is unavailable, then we do ask the patient to have a trial of another brand.
Sounds like a minefield. Why does it say on some medicines to avoid grapefruit juice?
Yeah, some statins, that's the cholesterol-lowering medicines. Some blood pressure tablets have that warning on the label. It's because of an enzyme, it's called cytochrome P450, and this enzyme breaks down the cholesterol medicine in the body. But if you take grapefruit at the same time, then that competes for the enzyme, resulting in your medicine becoming much stronger. And you've maybe heard of one of the side effects, for example, of statins can be muscle pain. So if you've got more of the tablet in your body, then that can possibly cause a side effect.
Now, we're coming into the flu season, as I mentioned. Do you think it's important to get vaccinated?
Clearly, with the coronavirus still very much at large, I think it's even more important to get a vaccine this year.
Will pharmacies be offering the vaccine?
I know English pharmacies have been offering the NHS vaccine for some time now, and it was only last year when Scottish pharmacies started to get involved. That's with the free NHS vaccine. There's also those who pay for their vaccine, and that's been going for some time all over the UK.
So who is eligible then? Who has the pay and who doesn't?
The over 65s, people with certain medical conditions, including children at risk, pregnant women, people who live with someone who's at high risk from coronavirus. We've talked about NHS shielded people. Okay, children between 2 and 3 on the 31st of August 2020. Primary schools will be doing this, and that will be the nasal one that they'll get. And also frontline health or social care workers, very important. Now, this year, I think what's going to happen is we've got to make sure that the people who really, really need the vaccine get it first. But if there's enough vaccine, then what the governments in the UK are thinking about is lowering the age for the vaccine to be free on the NHS, probably around December. And at that point, there'll be an announcement made probably over the UK to say, now, if you're still to get your vaccine and you're in the lower age group, say 50, maybe 55 upwards, then that will be free on the NHS. But it also depends on how many vaccines are left, because I think this year there'll probably be a rush to get the vaccines. And clearly, your doctor will advise you if you're eligible, and the pharmacy is obviously here to help. So I think if you're thinking about getting a vaccine, you should ask about it pretty soon.
Elizabeth, great tips and advice as always. How do people get in touch with you?
Well, we've got a website, all the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk, or phone 0141 637 6000.
Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy, thanks as always. We'll speak to you in a fortnight's time.
Thanks very much, Barry.